all sorts of vehicles driving at reckless speed up and down, men carrying doors, men walking along inside of window sashes, the easiest way to carry them, men shoveling, men wheeling wheelbarrows, not a man standing still, not a man with empty hands, every man picking up something and running to put it down somewhere else, as in a play, and all the while clink, 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 ringing above the other sounds, the strokes of hundreds of hammers, like the anvil chorus. "Where is Perry's hotel?" we asked. One of the least busy of the throng spared time to point to it with his thumb as he passed us. In some bewilderment, we drew up in front of a large, unfinished house, through the many uncased apertures of which we could see only scaffoldings, rough boards, carpenter's benches, and heaps of shavings. Streams of men were passing in and out through these openings, which might be either doors or windows. No steps led to any of them.
Oh yes, can accommodate you all,"
was the landlord's reply to our hesitating inquiries. He stood in the doorway of his dining room. The streams of men we had seen going in and out were the fed and the unfed guests of the house.